Today, United Nations, U.S., and Iraqi officials appealed once again for troops and money to provide protection for U.N. workers in Iraq. The matter has become urgent because of the January 2005 timetable set for holding Iraqi elections. The U.N. is supposed to organize the elections and help register voters, but Secretary General Kofi Annan refuses to send large numbers of U.N. personnel back into Iraq until security improves. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In his quarterly report on the U.N. assistance mission in Iraq, known as UNAMI, Kofi Annan warns that ongoing violence, including abductions of foreigners, could make it difficult to create the conditions necessary for holding elections. Annan's new special representative in Iraq, Ambassador Ashraf Qazi of Pakistan, briefed the Security Council today, just hours after a massive car bombing killed dozens of people in Baghdad.
The transfer of sovereignty to the interim government has not been accompanied by an improvement in the security situation. This is the central challenge facing Iraq today. The climate of fear remains entrenched.
For the time being, the Secretary General has limited the international UN staff in Iraq to just 35 people. Ambassador Qazi says that the UN assistance mission is committed to helping Iraq prepare for elections, but the paramount concern, he says, must be the security of UN staff.
The current security environment is far from conducive to the deployment of UNAMI international staff to Iraq, except in minimal numbers. It also confines UNAMI's movements to largely within the international or green zone. This limits the ability to interact with a sufficiently wide range of the Iraqi political spectrum.
Iraq's representative at the United Nations, Faisal Amin Al-Istrabadi, told the Security Council that 35 UN workers is not enough for the job at hand.
For the UN to have adequate teams of elections experts in Iraq, it must increase that number. The daunting job now begins, for instance, of doing the fieldwork to set up registration sites and to register voters. No one does a better job of assisting in organizing credible, honest elections in emerging democracies than the United Nations.
The UN Security Council has authorized the formation of a special force to protect UN personnel in Iraq, but so far no government has stepped forward with an offer of troops. The UN has been having quiet discussions with some half-dozen countries about the possibility of participating. UN officials won't say which countries are involved because of concern that identifying potential contributors could make citizens of those countries targets for attack. After today's Security Council briefing, U.S. Ambassador John Danforth emphasized that time is of the essence.
The plea that we made today was that the rest of the world participate in providing the kind of security for U.N. personnel that makes it possible for them to do their job fully.
Secretary General Kofi Annan says if Iraq's political transition is to remain on schedule, the first guard unit of the new UN Protection Force must arrive in Iraq before the end of this month. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.